Hi, welcome back to the Chasing Tone podcast. I'm Travis.
I'm Max.
And I'm Max. Brian.
That's Brian, right. The man behind the tone curtain.
No, still doesn't work.
I'm going to get that to stick.
No.
That is not going to work.
Do I need to, how about like the man that gives you the tone boner?
That's way better.
That's terrible. Oh my God.
Can you say that?
You can't say that.
Sure
can.
Hey, while we're at it, let's change the name of the show. I got Romancing the Tone.
It's funny because it's an 80s reference.
It's better than what I wanted to call it at the very beginning. You shot me down instantly.
Yeah, you can't say that. No.
I can't say that. You know what I'm talking about?
I don't remember. Oh, you can't say that, man.
Okay. Enough vagueness. Anyways, a couple things. Something we wanted to talk about today is our really good friend, Anthony, from TexasBluesAlley.com, formerly StevieSnacks.com. He did a great video. He always does great videos.
Stevie does do good videos.
Yeah, make sure you call him Stevie.
He loves
Anthony
that.
Is his name. But he did a great video. If you guys are watching this on YouTube, we'll have it in the description. We'll have a link to the video. But basically, he went over like the 10, how would you phrase it? The 10 ways to be the ultimate jerk guitar player or something like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we kind of wanted to discuss and give our take on it because it's just... While we were all watching it, it kind of sparked all this conversation. We were like, you know what, might as well just hit record and go.
I think all of us have either played in a band with this guy,
or been
to a music store, or been that guy, exactly.
I've worked in music stores, so it's like, oh yeah, well let's get right into it, man. So the first one he said was, make sure you go into a local music store, and obviously this is dripping with sarcasm, but... To be a perfect jerk guitar player, one thing you could do is you need to walk into a guitar store and you have to treat that like that's your personal stage.
Right. Mm-hmm. Like you're there to perform.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And from working in music stores, I can tell you can spot them as soon as they come in.
We get this at NAMM so much.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, completely. Well, because those cats are looking for a gig at NAMM. That's the thing I don't understand, but that's a whole nother thing. But, you know, I see them. You can watch them. They come in, and you're like, oh, man, this guy dressed up to come to the music store today.
He still has his sunglasses on.
Yeah.
He's full gear.
Yeah. And if they use their middle name... If they introduce themselves to you and it's a one syllable middle name and they feel they have to include that in their full name, oh, it's fantastic. So what I'd like to do with those cats is I feed their ego, be like, man, I've never heard anybody play like that. That really sounded.
What's Max say? That sound great.
Yeah, that sound great. That sound great. Yeah, man, I heard you.
Yeah, I saw you. You were visible.
Yeah. But no, So, I mean, everybody's done that, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, especially when you're younger. I mean, I know a buddy of mine and I, we'd go to, you know, it was like 14 or something. We'd go into the local guitar store, like, and just sit down in the acoustic room and just jam for hours.
Yeah.
And he'd sing. And we were jamming, putting on our own little concert in the music store. And looking back, I'm like... I bet those guys hated us.
Well, let me ask you this. Did you make sure to do it while other people were trying to try out gear?
Well, how else you want to get a gig or get attention from anybody? Because you want people you want to get a record deal.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, that's
your local music store.
Yeah, that's what you're there for, because you're going to get, you know, at that age, someone's going to find you and give you a major label record deal in the music store. So,
did you ever have anything like that or no?
Yeah, actually, it was a burn from you when I was like in my 20s. Speaking of like using your middle names, I had this guitar strap.
And Mr. J?
Yeah. My middle name's Robert, so it's Max Robert Jeffrey. So my guitar strap says MRJ. And Travis is actually short a guitar strap for a jam. He's like, can I borrow your guitar strap? I'm like, yeah, no problems. I gave it to him. Using it, he was like, man, this is cool, but who's Mr. J? I'm like, Mr. J, MRJ. You know, I was like, oh, man, I never used it ever again. It literally is in my sock drawer, and I've never used it. Since then, because every time I look, I get my pair of socks, I'm like, oh, Mr. J. And I was pushing the socks right back in, and I get the plain black or any ball strap. So, yeah, I'll never use my middle name for a gig ever again.
You know, we're going to have to get like a pedal made for him sometime. Like, just like, and just put Mr. J on the graphic.
Mr. J, real big.
You know, his ultimate pedal, right? We should get one made and then call it that. That way, if he wants to use it, he has to use it.
Fantastic.
Dude, you tell me when. I will find the schematic. I will make it happen. I know the people to ask to do this if you'll pay them. So no, I mean that one's great because there's been plenty of times like I've walked into the most infamous of them all, you know, the store, and I walked into this one and there's a piece of gear. It was a piece of used gear that I saw on their website. I was like, oh man, it was a 1974. That's the circuit. Marshall 18 water. Mm-hmm. And I went to play it and I was like, oh man, I gotta check this out. And there's this kid that kept trying to play along to everything that I was playing. And it was like, I'm trying to see if I want to buy this amp. And I walked out without buying it because of that. So Anthony, man, great job on that one. You know, nailed it. Do you guys have anything else to add on that?
No, really, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The next one he said was using your budget as a standard. In other words,
we said a lot, especially in our industry.
Yeah, because I mean, we sell you know, mm-hmm. high end pedals, mm-hmm. and you know, personally, we see that. So a lot of people will just assume that if it's not in that price range, then it's crap.
Right.
You know,
there is a pretty big assumption.
Right.
You know? And we've talked about this. Yeah, we've talked about this before. There's some cheap, very, very cheap pedals that are really good, mm-hmm. and some really expensive pedals that are pretty bad. So.
Yeah, of course. But and it goes the same way. Like, I can remember when I first started out, you know, if I made something sound good that was, you know, relatively inexpensive, I would make fun of the expensive gear. You know what I mean? Because that's all I could afford. That was my standard. There couldn't be anything else there out there that was good. I was using my budget as that standard. Mm-hmm. You know, have you ever done that?
There might be a bit of that that's human nature, you know?
Oh, of course. Yeah. Of course.
Definitely ego. My lot of DS1 sounds better than your anything.
Yeah, exactly. Because I did it. That and there's a little bit of keeping up with the Joneses on that
too. Yeah, yeah, that's true. For sure. Yeah.
Do you know what that means, Max?
Yeah. I use it all the time.
Yeah, okay. I thought it was maybe an old term. And
just because you're old doesn't mean I don't understand old terms.
He's got the internet. He's learning.
Yeah, he's got the internet.
Let me just Google it.
Okay. So, this one cracked me up too. Make sure you put big name guitarists back in their place. Okay, in other words, obviously I'm a huge Hendrix fan, so am I supposed to hate punk rock? You know what I mean?
Right. So, yeah,
you know, I mean, whatever.
That guy's good, but he's no Hendrix. I mean, and Hendrix, you know, is the god, so.
And I had, and you know what? The worst people about it that I found, and I'm going to catch so much slack from this, email me, tell me how wrong I am, podcast@wamplerpedals.com, but the straight ahead diehard jazz cats. The guys that play straight ahead standards, you know, no fusion, just straight ahead jazz, man. Like all music has to be heavy, man. It has to be like, you know, theoretical, and it has to, you know, it has to be smart,
right?
You know, so like a 3-chord country song, Brad Paisley, come on, he just plays open strings and notes really fast, and you know, over 3-chord songs, what's he got?
I think I'm probably guilty of this myself, and just that. I probably do it jokingly a lot. Like, mm-hmm. you'll play me something, I'm like, it's good, but it's not Brent Mason.
But, you know, it's, yeah, that's the thing. Like, you know, the one you hear all the time, too, is, I'm sure you've heard this, is, man, those shredder or instrumental rock guys, man, mm-hmm. they have no soul.
Right.
What's that all about?
They don't play chords, but that's something.
There are some times when that's actually true. I forget, you weren't in Dallas with us, but you were.
Yeah.
And I think you saw one of my all-time favorite guitar players.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you told me about this.
Cannot play blues. He does what he does good.
But that doesn't mean he doesn't.
In the context of other people outside of himself.
I told Brian when we were going to film it, I said, no chords are harmed in the making of this society.
I was actually going to get ready to say that you told me that, too. Yeah. That's funny, man. But, you know, and the thing is, I'll admit, though, I am so guilty of doing that when it comes to, it's probably the biggest band in the genre. I'm not going to mention it, but the genre is the arena folk. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
know what I mean? Like that. It's like, okay, banjo, yodel, acoustic guitar, more banjo, yodel, and then it's brutal to me. But who am I to say they can't play guitar just because I don't play that style?
Right.
So I thought that was a great one, man. That one cracked me up big time. which kind of brings us in to the next one. Never give compliments. Oh my god!
Or if you give compliments, follow it up with, you know, some sort of exclusion, like, yeah, that's pretty good, for somebody of your caliber. Yeah.
Yeah, for a beginner.
I got this one a lot early on. It was, yeah, we really understood what you're going for. Oh.
keep trying that. You'll get it.
Really understood what you're going for up there.
Oh, man. It does remind me of something, though. This would have broken my heart. It really would have. I was doing a gig. I think I've told you guys a story, but I'll tell it anyway. I was in London doing this gig, and for some reason we were the headliner or whatever, but we did the our sound check, and then I went backstage and I was hanging out, and there was this guy who is a very, very, I don't know how you would, I don't want to say his name, but he's very big in the, he kind of started the whole, you know, pedal thing. I'm not going to say started it. Mm-hmm. How would you say it?
He was one of the pioneers.
He was one of the pioneers of
a very
famous effect.
Famous effect, yeah.
And he was tied in to several world famous innovative players. He was basically their right hand guy. But anyway, so I get to hang out with this guy, and of course I'm asking him all these questions about all the famous people he worked with, and you know, and I'm like in awe and enamored by this.
Being
guy.
A total fanboy.
Yeah, exactly, completely. So then the band that opened up, they did their sound check and they came back, and the guy innocently enough, he came up to me and I was sitting next to this guy, and he says, "Hey man, your guys' sound check sounded great. Everything cut through perfect. You could hear, you know, everything in the vocals. How did ours sound?" And before I could answer, this guy looks at him and says, "Well, sounded good if you keep practicing." Oh. And that's kind of like that compliment, but make sure you backhand.
Right.
You know? So, but yeah, that one cracks me up too. And that kind of goes back to the Steve out, like, "Oh man, he could play, but you know, that style, he doesn't have any soul." It's like, give me a break. The guy can play.
So I got one from the audience one time. I think I was playing a show with you. They said, "You guys are actually good."
You know? I was like, I've got that too.
You guys are actually really good.
You know what I always get? The one I get is, "Man, y'all's pretty good." Yeah. So you know, I've told you what I always say to those people. "Oh, thank you, pretty much." You know, and because then you walk away because then they're like, "Oh man, I guess I kind of was a jerk there." But maybe they're not being a jerk. It's probably my ego. Maybe I'm one of these guitar players that.
Nah, you know. I don't think they're any better.
What's the next one? Okay. Once again, this is Anthony at TexasBluesAlley.com. So, like I said, you got to check out his
video. Check, that's a great video.
It's hilarious. So, believe that your technique is right. Yeah, and so basically he's saying, if you're a shredder, then only a shredder's technique is right. So, if you're a shredder and your thumb's way down on the neck, man, you got to play that way. Because anybody that's a blues player and plays with their thumb rolled over... that's terrible technique, and there's no way they're a guitar player.
Right, yeah, they'll never amount to your favorite shredder or whatever you are.
Right, the yeah. same thing can be said.
It's in every genre.
Especially yeah. with gear.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yep,
like,
yep.
I mean, they...
Brian, Stratocasters aren't guitars.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm like, guilty of that.
I'm like, you need a Strat. Yeah. He's like, "No, I need a guitar."
Yeah. Guitar.
There's only one guitar, and that's a Telecaster. Yeah, yeah. But I'm the same way, like... And, you know, Logan, you know, our video guy, he has a Schecter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be honest, the first time I saw it, I was like, "Oh, I know what that sounds like." Before I even played it.
Right.
Know? I was like, "I know what it feels like. I know what it sounds like." And he's like, "Dude, just play it." And I played it, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm being a jerk because this is a pretty sweet guitar." But, yeah, I'm that way with, like, you know, the Paul Gilbert model Ibanez. You mm-hmm. know, the first time yep. I saw that, I was like, "Oh, that's going to be junk." And I played it and it was awesome. But do you do that with a gear?
Oh yeah, all the time. Yeah. A bunch of different guys.
But yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. You just totally called him out.
I did. That's yeah. makes it funny because we're he could probably fire me after this. But at least on a podcast, he has to be kind of a nice guy.
Yeah, if the next camera angle shows max seat empty, that's why.
Yeah. But no, this next one is one that cracks me up. He says, "Be competitive." That's another way to become a jerk guitar player. Play the most solos.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I used to be in a band with this kind of guy, right? So,
okay.
Because you got two guitar players, mm-hmm. and you're obviously better than the other guy. Right. So what you're going to do is, any time that he's supposed to play, you're going to play over him.
Yeah.
And you're not going to stop. And if he If you think he's louder, just go and turn your amp up. You know? And that's the best.
Oh my god.
That's the way to get attention. Yeah. You know?
I actually had a harmonica player tell me one time, he said, he was playing this, it was like 100 watt what were those Fender Bassman 100s? Remember those?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Is that what it was?
I think so.
But anyways, he's blowing harmonica through it, and it was the loudest thing I'd ever heard. And I was like, man, you know, you got some sound, you know? And he was like, that's the thing, man. Make sure, no matter what instrument you play, make sure you have the loudest amp on stage.
Sure.
I was like, this is fantastic. But no, that's all. I couldn't imagine. But actually, I kind of can. I've played in a band with this guy. It wasn't so much like a volume thing, but all right, I'll just say, and it sounds arrogant, but there's certain styles that I was better at, and there's certain styles that he was better at. But it never failed. When it would come to a style that I was better at, mm-hmm. he had to prove to me that he could do it just as aptly, so he wouldn't let me take the solos. So that's kind of the same thing, right?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And moreover, too, this competitive thing, too, is like, especially if you're in a local band, man, make sure, because there's definitely not enough places to play.
Right.
There's not 52 weekends in a year. You know what I mean? That your band can play. You know, make sure you hate the other guitar player. You know? That's the thing that drives me nuts. People will come up to me and be like, oh, you play the same style of music as Gordon Bonham, man. What do you think of him? And it's almost like they're trying to set me up. I'm like, he's kind of one of my guitar heroes.
It's kind of like,
mad at me for saying that.
Let's hang on him together. Come on. Hang on him with me.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, well, he's probably my favorite guitar player around. You know, they're like, oh, really? I'm like, yeah, he's awesome. They're like, oh, yeah, he is awesome.
I wonder if that's another characteristic of, like, human nature. Because I get that with, like, people with pedals. It's like,
yeah,
you know, what do you think about the XYZ brand? I'm like, well, I like some of their stuff, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. You know? And they're like, huh.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe, or maybe that's what they're using to form their opinion of you.
Could be.
You know, it's weird. Do you ever get that? Like, do people ask you about, because Max has a band, Max plays out, you know, like, do people ever kind of, like, do you feel like people are trying to bait you like that ever?
I don't really. Every now and then, like a local band or a competitive band, like, what do you think about this? Like, yeah, they're good. I don't like saying negative things, so I do believe it comes mm-hmm. back around as a musician.
Yeah.
Battling that. Allergies is freaking terrible.
Max me too,
Max
man.
Max is sick.
Yeah, I'm not sick. I'm not sick, Brian. I'm not sick.
No,
I have a hard time talking.
I'm like, the picture of health.
I drink out of my mustache glass.
With perfect hair.
Yeah. My hair is not perfect. It's in an in-between stage.
No, who was it? Someone was saying that last week that there was a perfect shot with you where the sun was just glistening off your hair.
I got lost in it.
Yeah, man.
I was like, podcast.
There's like angels singing and stuff.
Oh, good gosh. No, it's in an in-between stage, right? I'm still working the kinks out.
With 100 strokes of mane and tail, or whatever. Every night before he goes to sleep, 100 strokes.
Mane and tail. That's the shampoo that's for horses and people, right?
I don't know. I just.
I think it actually is because what's great is because I remember there was this one time that actually a couple weeks ago I was in the shower and I was like, if I could just find a shampoo that I could wash my horse while it's in the shower with me.
Yeah, why not?
You know, I mean. How is that ever a good idea? Anyways, I digress.
Okay, so the next one Anthony came up with was always declare winners.
Yes.
So, of course, to me, Jimi Hendrix is, not might be, or arguably is, no, he is the best guitar player that will ever walk the planet. And yours is Brent Mason.
Yes.
You know, and yours is Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Stevie Ray Vaughan, yeah.
You know, so it's like, we got to declare the winner there.
But only one can be right, so I'm right.
Exactly.
Well, actually, out of the three of us, yours is the only one that's alive. So, of course, he's going to be the best right now.
I win.
But no, and even if, you know, some people even get, still staying competitive, but they'll kind of go into, you know, subcategories there. It's like, mm-hmm. oh, Hendrix, yeah, he's the best. At that style, but he couldn't ever play. And then comes the competition.
Right.
And then it comes to, you know, basically saying you're not right because you like this genre of music, so this guy can't be better than my guy.
Right.
But
what's funny is a lot of great guitar players may be pigeonholed into playing one type of music, mm-hmm. but a lot of times they're really versatile in all different kinds of stuff, you know?
Well, and just because I brought it up earlier, Brad Paisley.
Mm-hmm.
I was watching this thing on, was it Palladia or Axis or one of those channels?
Right.
But he was doing a show, and I want to say it was in New Orleans, and I guess he would go down to like the local jazz club and sit in.
Yeah.
And they showed him playing like an old arch top and just showed him comping like gypsy jazz. And I was like, oh my gosh. And then he'd take a lead and it was nothing like you'd ever heard Brad play. It was,
right.
You know, and this is going to sound like a slam. I don't mean it this way, but it was nice. It was melodic. It was slow, mm-hmm. you know, to where he's known for his blazing speed.
For in a certain type of style and a certain style, type of sound. Yeah.
Yeah. And heck, Carl Verheyen was telling me that him and Brad are buddies and they share like the same amp tech or whatever. But
right.
he's telling me that they jam. And when they jam, it's never country.
Right.
You know, because Brad's like, I don't really want to play that stuff.
Right.
And Carl never plays country, so he's like, well, I kind of want to play country right now with Brad Paisley, right? Speaking of which, Carl, he's probably the best, you know? And no one else can be the best. That's pretty darn good. Yeah, he's incredible, man.
He's a great guy, too.
Great dude. So, okay, so the next one is assume everything ever made was being made for you. So the company knows that it sucks because you say it sucks. That's the first time I've read that one. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think what he was saying on that video is basically like, let's say that you come to me as a customer and you're like, you know what? I played your Echo pedal and it completely sucks. You need to change this, and this, and this.
Because I don't like it.
Right. Yeah. And I'm like, but I have all these other people that like it. I don't care. It sucks. It's terrible. Terrible.
And it has white knobs.
Oh, you get that. You get that every now and then.
You do. You get that. You get, you get all kinds of comments about what people think of the pedals, and it's always after you release them, of course, you know. But no, that's great too, because I mean, I have no interest in ever playing I'm not gonna say no interest in ever playing a modeling amp, but in the past, like let's say in the early aughts, you know, like mm-hmm. 2000, yep. you know, four, yeah, isn't that what you would call it? No, I don't know.
But, high school.
During Max's middle school years, when Logan was in diapers. Sorry.
It's true, right? You know, to me, I have no interest in playing those amps because I never could get them to work for me. So therefore, yeah, they suck. Mm-hmm. And moreover, what's worse about that, if somebody asks me, you know, like, I find this in the lower end gear. For instance, on the face pages, there was this thing. Somebody said, hey, I'm wanting to get my little brother a guitar. Where should I start, beginner-wise? And, oh, man, you should have seen the thread. It turned into a hate thread.
I bet.
Yeah, of why people's stuff sucks, because right. they didn't like it.
Right.
You know, so, and I made the mistake of commenting on it. So, of course, anytime anyone else would comment on this thing, I would see it.
So your phone blew up for the next week.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. And all mine says is, I dig the Squire stuff. You know what I mean?
How could you?
Yeah. How dare you? It's cheap. It's
You're
boring.
An idiot.
We trust
yeah.
you.
Yeah, we trust you. Okay, the next one is believe your own hype. Now, I didn't, I'll be honest, I'm sorry, Anthony, I will watch it all. But I didn't get this part of it. But so what was he saying there?
Okay, the believe your own hype thing was like if someone says that you're really good.
Okay.
So you're like, well, hell yeah, I'm good. Like listen to me.
When Travis walks into the office, he goes, I'm hilarious.
Yeah, that's
I am hilarious. No. That's not believing my own hype. That's believing the fact.
Just and, ask his wife. Yeah, wait, no, it doesn't yeah. work.
No,
that doesn't
she
work.
Thinks, she doesn't think. No, what I always tell my wife, though, is I always tell her, I'm like, you're lucky I'm arrogant. She's like, what? And I'm like, because I know I'm hilarious.
See,
so, I know there's a possibility that I would say no less than 80% of the things I think are funny are hilarious. You know,
so Travis is guilty. Travis yeah, is actually completely, guilty of this one.
But not about my guitar playing. I'm kidding, kind of. No, but I do that because it always makes people laugh. Because it's an awkward laugh. But I'll say something that's not funny and I'll be like, dude, I'm hilarious. And then I'll cuss you out if you don't think it's funny. Okay, so believe your own hype. And that kind of goes back to the music store guys.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because all it takes is that one guy to come in and be like, oh, man, you're really good.
Right.
And then as a guy that would work in a music store, I would hate to see that, because that would mean the guy would stay there another half hour.
Yeah, and we see this too, where the guy like strolls up and he's like, "You need to let me play because I'm awesome." So just scoot back from the pedal board, hand me a guitar.
Oh, at the shows.
Yeah.
The shows.
Let me play.
There's one guy in particular that comes, and he sits there for 40 minutes at a time playing nothing but licks. And every now and again, he'll pick up through his hair to make sure somebody's watching him. And
I'm the king with that guy.
Yeah, I know exactly. Yeah, we all know who we're talking about.
I'm in pinstripe pants. It means I'm awesome.
But anyways, yeah, that you do see that a lot. You know, I'm telling you, man, we need to do that thing, that idea I had about trade shows.
That would be great.
We have to do it. We have to do it. Oh, this one is huge. This one, as a guy that used to teach, I love, love this one. Never help anyone. The knowledge you have learned is your secret.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, so someone's like, what are you playing there? Nothing.
Gotta give him time, bro.
Right. You can't play it. Don't worry about it.
And the thing I've noticed, the better the player, the more willing to show you something they are. Have you noticed?
Yeah, this? Yeah.
That's what cracks me up.
Yeah.
And my thing is it's like, I'm going to keep all my secrets, because out of only the 12 notes, I'm going to play something that you could never even dream of. And when I play that and you want to know what it is, no way. It's a secret. It's not that it's a series of notes out of pick. There's only 12 notes. You know what I mean? It drives me nuts. But
I know four of them. Four and 12.
One, four, and five?
Yeah.
That's all you need. Bro. Six minor every now and again.
Six minor, yeah.
I won't show people something sometimes, not because I don't want to, it's because I really don't know what I just did.
That's different.
Yeah. I'll do the same thing, but I really don't know what that is.
I remember I've done that with you several times. I'm like, dude, what was that? Because the thing is, you play a style that's so foreign to me. You know, like you're a legit country player. Like you, me, I know a couple licks, and I know when to play them and things like that. But you're a legit country player. You play over chords, you play into changes in that style, and your bending is correct. So you'll play something that's so your style, that's so foreign to me, and I'll say, whoa, stop. What'd you just do there? And you look at me, and I know you're not being a jerk. You're just like, what'd I do? And then you'll go back, and you'll like try to recreate what you did. I'm like, no. And then finally you'll hit on it, and you're like, oh, well, that's easy. And I'm like, well, show me. You know?
Slow down. Usually it's just something really sloppy. And I'm like, that was actually an accident.
But it sounds formative. But, you know, and that's something that, you know, I think you always appreciated about me when you first met me.
Oh, yeah.
Is you would always, because you even told me that, you're like, dude, how come, you know, you're so willing to show me stuff?
And yeah, I was like, are you sure?
Yeah, because I think guys you'd always played with kind of like kept things to themselves.
Yeah. So. I was like, precious. Precious. Don't give up the precious.
But no, this is great stuff, man, especially that. That's the one that got me is, you know, because people would also assume that just because, you know, I got paid to teach that, you know, I wouldn't give anything away if I wasn't being paid to teach.
Right, yeah.
You know, and
or that you're keeping your best stuff to yourself.
Yeah, and I go back to, you know, talking about this guy I was just talking about, Gordon Bonham. I mean, the first time I ever saw him, I was like, hey, man, do you give lessons? And his thing was like, he was like, no. And I was like, oh, man, he's got secrets. And it wasn't that. You're just like, I'll just show you what you want to know. You know, what do you want to know? And I was like, well, you did this one lick. So he was like, here, do that. And Sweetwater, remember Carl Verhand?
Yeah.
He stopped by and he played something. And, of course, I was just, my jaw was on the floor the whole time. I'm enamored by that guy's playing. But he played this one thing that seemed like I could grasp.
Right.
Like I think my fingers could physically do that if my brain could wrap my head around it.
Right.
So I was like, oh, that was a cool lick. That's all I said. He's like, oh, that? He goes, well, instead of descending it, ascending. You know F minor. So you start on the minor third, and he's told me like this whole lick. I'm like, I literally just met the guy, and he's giving me a guitar lesson.
Right.
And that's why it kind of comes back to saying the guys,
that's cool.
The better the player, the more giving they are.
Right.
You know? But yeah, man, Anthony, you killed it on that, dude. Like I said, watch his video. It's on YouTube.
It's hilarious.
If you're watching our, and he does it so tongue in cheek. He does it so well.
He's so dry anyway. Yeah, he's got a dry sense of humor.
Really, So if you're watching this on YouTube right now, in the description below, we'll have the link. If not, you can probably just YouTube.
Yeah, what's his website? Texas Blues Alley?
Yeah, Texas Blues Alley.
Yeah, so you probably can just YouTube that or Google it.
I believe it's
just
TexasBluesAlley.com. I sure hope so.
I think so. Okay. Or just hit Stevie Snacks and it'll come up.
Yeah, exactly. If you Google it, yeah, Anthony.
I'm going to get a text here in about a week after this is released.
And yeah, he's going to
be like, dude, stop seeing Stevie. Yeah, he's a great guy. He's awesome.
Yeah, but no, we, because normally, I mean, we just had to piggyback off of it. And I hope you don't mind, man, but it was great stuff.
That was awesome. That was a great idea.
So. Kudos.
We're all cracked up watching it. Well, I think I watched it 5 times.
Like, that's Travis. That's Travis.
Fine. I won't do that anymore. Yeah.
Okay, well, man, that filled up quite a bit of time, so that's cool, right? But, if you guys have any questions or comments, or if you know of any other jerk moves guitar players do, I'd love to hear them, man. But future show topics, anything you want answers to, send us an email at podcast@wamplerpedals.com. Hey, and if we use your thing on the show, we use your question or comment on the show, we'll send you a free T-shirt, too. So how's that?
Can't lose, right?
Yeah, let's do that. That's awesome.
Oh, wait a minute. Is that cool, Brian?
That's very cool. Sure. Why not?
Yeah. All my money.
Travis is like, so send us your question, and we'll just send a pedal board full of stuff.
No, because people can edit that out. So he did not say that. I said T-shirt. I guess I probably should ask the boss, is that cool if we send a T-shirt?
We should start a new hashtag. Ask a question to Chasing Tone, get a free pedal board.
Hash brown chasing tone.
Hash brown chasing tone.
Hashtags.
I don't know if you can even do that.
Okay. Anyways,
like waffle fries. So you're like, oh, waffle fries.
Oh, waffle delicious. Fries are hash brown hashtags.
They are, but
hashtag
like,
hash
they're
brown.
They're huge, though. See what I mean?
Like, dude, we have to go get some Chick-fil-A.
Oh, dude.
Oh.
And so that's Chasing Tone.
Yeah, okay. So anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. I'm Travis.
I'm Max.
And I'm Ryan.
The man behind the tone curtain. Have a good day. See you next week.